I don't usually go through them like that. I should have been more cautious, but I really, really didn't want to dig into that material sober. I figured that if my brain was mushy enough, maybe all the bad I was about to drag through it wouldn't leave as deep an impression. I settled down and read through the information Butters had given me on the dead women, pausing every so often for more beer. I read the words, but there was an odd sense of blankness inside. I read them, I understood them, but they somehow didn't seem relevant, vanishing like pebbles dropped in a well. There was a little ripple, and then nothing. I thought I recognized two of the victims, though not by name. I had probably seen them around, maybe even here at McAnally's. I didn't recognize the others, but it wasn't like I knew every face in the community. I stopped reading for a few minutes and drank some more. I didn't want to keep going. I didn't want to see any of this. I didn't want to get involved. I'd seen more than enough of people being hurt and killed. I'd seen too many dead women. I wanted to burn the papers, walk out the door, and just keep walking. Instead, I went back to reading. By the time I finished, I had found no obvious connection between the victims. I was emptying my fifth bottle, and it was dark outside. The bar had grown quiet. I looked up to see that, except for Mac, I had the place entirely to myself. That was odd. Mac's place isn't usually packed, but it's busy in the evening. I couldn't remember the last time I'd seen it empty around dinner time. Mac came over to me with another bottle, putting it down just as I finished the previous. He glanced from the fresh bottle to all the empties standing in a row. "I use up my 20?" I asked him. He nodded. I grunted, got out my wallet, and put another 20 on the table. He frowned at it, then at me. "I know," I said. "I don't usually drink this much." He snorted quietly. Mac isn't big on verbalization. I waved a hand vaguely at the papers. "I hate seeing women get hurt. I should hate seeing anyone get hurt, but it's worse with women. Or kids." I glared down at the paperwork, then around at the now empty bar, adding two and two. "Get another," I told him. "Sit down." Mac's eyebrows went up. Then he went over to the bar, got himself a beer, and came over to sit down with me. He casually opened both bottles with a deft twist of his hand and no bottle opener. Mac's a professional. He pushed my bottle over to me and lifted his own. I nodded at him. We clinked bottles and drank. "So," I said quietly, "what gives?" Mac set his beer down and surveyed the empty pub. "I know," I said. "Where'd everyone go?" "Away," Mac said. If Scrooge had hoarded words instead of money, Mac would have made him look like Monty Hall. Mac didn't use rhetorical phrasing. "Away," I said. "Away from me, you mean?" He nodded. "They're scared." "Why?" "Gray cloak." I exhaled slowly. I'd been a warden of the White Council for nearly 2 years. Wardens were the armed forces of the White Council, men and women who were accustomed to violence and conflict. Normally, wardens existed to police wizards, to make sure that they didn't use their power against the rest of humanity in violation of the laws of magic. Things weren't normal. For years, the Council had been engaged in a war against the vampire courts. Most of the wardens had been killed in battle, and they'd gotten desperate for new wizards to take up the gray cloak of their office, desperate enough to ask me to join them, despite my checkered past. Plenty of people in the world had talent of one kind or another. Very few had the kind of power and talent it took to be recognized as a member of the White Council. For the others, contact with the Council's wardens was mostly limited to one of them showing up to deliver a warning about any potential abuse of magic. But when anyone broke the laws of magic, the wardens appeared to apprehend, try, convict, and probably execute. Wardens were scary, even to someone like me who was more or less in their weight class. For the minor talents, like most of the crowd at Mac's place, the wardens occupied a position somewhere between avenging angel and boogeyman.